For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They do have Nick Saldivari, but he spent a lot of time hurt last year. Is he ready to go? You know, and it's a lot of stuff that goes. So offensive line, we have to look at that, man. We really do. Gundam says, question, what is the outlook on our defense 2024? Do we need to backfill with linebackers? Well, you know, man, DeMario Davis is still the man in the middle for the Saints defense. As old as he is, he's still a productive older veteran like Tyrann Mathieu. DeMario Davis, an older, productive veterans like Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is an older veteran in there. Taysom is like, what, 34 years old? So he's in that mix, and he's very productive. So we're fortunate to have very productive older players. But at some point, like, Pete Werner played a full season, which really was positive to watch Pete Werner. I think he did. Y'all correct me in the chat. Didn't Pete Werner play a full season? I want to say he didn't miss any time when any injuries or miss any games because of injuries. But still in all, we don't know what DeMarco Jackson is. We know that Nephi Sewell was a baller for us in many instances where he played well, but he's coming off a major injury. So will he be ready to go during training camp? So like I said, you don't know what DeMarco Jackson is. You know, Zach Bowen, who finally became a situational pass rusher for you in the sub package, he'll be available. Does he come back, or does he leave town and go to Green Bay for greener pastures or a fresh start going back home? You know, like I said, picking up a linebacker would not be a bad move, bro. I don't know if it should be the first move you make, like, but at some point you will want to kind of have somebody you would want to bring there to groom, especially at that third linebacker position. You would bring somebody in there to groom, you know, in case something happens. So I think linebacker wouldn't be a bad need. But, yeah, that, absolutely, bro. At some point, you're going to need to have a linebacker on staff, right? Or somebody, because DeMario Davis is not going to be able to play forever. So we got to replace him sooner or later, you know. All right. There you go. So, DL, what's up, bro? Says draft offers some excellent offensive line talent. Indeed, they do, bro. They got a lot of good players. We'll see how it goes, bro. Okay, he's saying. We want to draft a QB, would it be a waste of a draft pick with all we got to fix? But you got to remember, though, when they talk about drafting a quarterback, remember, you got a new offensive coordinator here. So what you had previously, some of it you can use, some of it you may not be able to use. Philosophy change. So things change. You get that? So when that happens, when you bring in a new offensive coordinator, he'll be tasked to work with Derek Carr. Now, Derek Carr might not be the most ideal quarterback for what he's trying to do. You know, you got to get this veteran and take him to the next level of his game. But most offensive coordinators that's installing this system that's coming in there, they want a certain type of quarterback that they could be comfortable with. I'm not saying Jake Haener is a problem or whatnot, but when you got a guy, things change. When you install a whole new offense, things change, man. Things change. All right. Hemisphere says, Q, I think about Breeze and how motivated he was as a leader. He was always on his mistakes and held everybody accountable for their play. I didn't see that in Carr. Now, he made a lot of excuses last year. Several times he did say, well, it's on me. And then he would bounce back and forth. That's why he got so much slack. Like, just take the L, man. Just take it. Your $150 million. And then ain't nothing wrong with talking positive, but it's a time to talk positive. Like, it applies. It looks phony and disingenuous when you talk positive talk in an inappropriate time. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying there? It's like, you know, at a time like you lost the game, you didn't play well, and then you come with the people want answers. You know, bring that after the fact. You know, they want to know answers on why didn't you look prepared? Why did you do this? That you know, the positive talk, it has its place. But it's just at the wrong times, it looks disingenuous is what I'm saying, because you're using it as a mechanism to create excuses. And that's why it looks disingenuous. And it was times that I've recognized that's like he come with the positive talk and it would just piss people off because that wasn't the appropriate time to bring that. You need answers. You need the answers first. And then you bring in the positive talk like, man, listen, I didn't play a good game. I should have did this. I was on the game. I don't know what I was looking at, but I got to get back to it. That was on me. I shouldn't have stared down the wide receiver, but I was looking at him like, man, there he is. I can fit the ball right here. And I should have done better than this. I should have did, you know what I'm saying? And it just wasn't enough of that. And people notice it because the coach never takes, he has horrible losses. He never apologizes. Like I've seen coaches that get wiped out. The Raiders coach, I mean, a couple of years ago, got wiped out and apologized. McDaniel, I think it was, apologized to the people for a horrible loss. We've had several horrible losses. Dennis Allen too stupid to apologize when he gets up there and has losses. That's what I'm saying. It's an appropriateness and a decorum on how a head coach is supposed to, handle the public. That's why he's getting so much. So instead of handling the public's correct critiques of him, see, and this is a whole nother thing. When the public is correct, when the people are correct in their critiques of these people, they then go and try to pretend like they're not doing anything or that whatever you're saying was invalid. They'll try to play it like they, play it off. And we won't let you do that. I'm not going to let you play it off. You were wrong. They were wrong this whole season. They failed. You failed. You failed. You are a failure. And that's what I was calling them because you failed. You failed to do what you were supposed to do. You are a failure, Dennis Allen. Mickey Loomis, you are a failure, and you're an excuse maker. And people are not buying the excuses. They're not having that anymore. And don't talk to us about patience. And I had to check Jameis on that and DeMario on that. Don't come to us talking about no patience, man. And then, look, you wanted us to be patient, and look, you missed the playoffs for the third straight year. So were we supposed to have patience a whole nother year till you figure it out? No, don't ask us for no patience. You've gotten all the patience. It's time for you dudes to produce. Next time around, we're going to tell you have patience. When it comes down for you to get that goddamn game check, we're going to tell you have patience. Grab my brother. Have patience. The money will be in the bank soon. Have patience. After how far you think they're going to get? How long you think that's going to last, huh? Have patience, my brother. Have patience that check gonna be on the, it's gonna be cashing for you soon, my brother. Have patience.
Oh, that's a load of bullshit. We ain't going for that. Yeah. When you start talking like that, man, equate it to money, man. Equate it to money. Have patience with us, man. Be patient. We're gonna turn out the wins, we're gonna get better. No. We're not doing that, brother. Don't come asking us for no patience. Don't ask us for patience. Go do what you're supposed to do. Go win the game. Don't ask us for no more because we done gave it all.
Have patience, my brother.
No, we're not going. We're not going to do that. We're not doing that. All right. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. I'm going to say a couple of more and then we're going to get out of here. What's up, Baltimore? Say whoever gets Keon Coleman. Yeah, Keon Coleman, the wide receiver from Florida State, the dude is awesome, man. I just hope he don't end up in it. If we don't get him, I hope we don't end up in the NFC South. You know what I mean? He probably is too, man. All of them end up in the NFC South. Jack says, I don't hate Carr, but I'm just pissed that he was so selfish that he didn't sit when he was obviously hurt. No, he and a lot of that was Dennis Allen because Dennis Allen, if he recognized the man as being hurt, he should have set him down. And then at the end of the year, they talk about him having 3 broken ribs and he tore the hell out of his shoulder and all this kind of stuff. But Dennis Allen was lying his ass off during the season. Well, he's fine. All he has, he had a little shoulder issue. And according to Carr, he was playing with broken ribs and all that. And I just totally see that totally. I just disrespect Dennis Allen so much so because if that was really true, and I'm not saying this, it is one way or the other. But if it was really true, why would you do that to him when you had a backup quarterback that you could have rolled out there? You didn't have to put him under that, and it didn't account for nothing anyway. We still didn't get in the playoffs. So what really good it do playing a guy that hurt? You would play a guy with two or three, whatever the hell he had, 3 broken ribs, a tore up ass shoulder over Jameis Winston. You would really just do that? Just jeopardize, and had the dude pumped up on painkillers. You can see the dude was high as a sumbitch out there every day playing. That just makes it. But see, that's desperation because if he doesn't play,
In their minds, they're paying him all this money. He got to play. And they would take a hit from you or me for them doing that. But that if the guy is hurt, then he can't play, he's busted up, then you shouldn't do that to him. They don't care. They don't give a damn about nobody, man. The people don't care about nothing, man. James says, Q, we have needs, but in my opinion, I really think QB is still a top average. QB gets average results. I can't waste another year for us. Fans know the players that are talented. Mike is the first domino. Well, I mean, they're not going to take another quarterback, James. They're not going to do it, my brother.
My bad that.
They're not going to do that. It's just not going to happen. They're not going to take a quarterback high. They go and talk to these guys. They talk to all these guys. They do it every year. They go and talk to the quarterbacks, and they don't do anything. You know, the Saints are not going to move heaven and earth to go up and get Jaden Daniels. It won't work. You know, they won't do that. And me personally, I don't think if he's up there in the top three, he won't make it out of that, man. He won't make it out of that. And if people putting May, the other quarterback from North Carolina, over him, they crazy as hell, man. Jaden Daniels is better than May. May just has the NFL body type. You know, he has a strong arm. He has some good stuff. But, man, look, McCarthy, in my opinion, is better than May. Penix is better than May. But they putting them up there, and sometimes it's kind of weird how they do this. I think a lot of payment is involved. Remember, they had the scandal some time ago where Kuiper was taking money from ESPN to hoist draft picks high on his draft boards. He got caught in several scandals doing that. So, I mean, I was smart enough to realize how this goes. When I look at the tape, I can see May's tape, and I see Jaden Daniels. I watched Jaden Daniels play the entire damn year. You know, he is a tall, slender guy, but he's doable. He's a durable guy. He'll pick up some weight. But I ain't seen too many teams put their teams on their shoulders, especially in a complicated conference like the SEC and college football, and do what he did. If the team had a defense, they probably would have played for a national championship if they had a defense worth anything. But he put the team on his shoulder. He broke all the records, took down Joey Burrow's stuff. You know, so, I mean, the dude is talented, man. And it doesn't compare to me. But anyway, but I don't think they go up there to get him. I don't think quarterback. I think the Saints still are not going to bring in a quarterback, like a high, a top quarterback, one or two in the draft, to talk about competing with the man. I just don't see that happening, man, with Derek Carr. That'll almost be admitting that Carr is not the man. You know what I mean? I just don't see him doing that. Now, that's what I'm saying about the family members. Family said, Q, we need to go get a quarterback. We need to get one of these guys. And then the way the team looks at it is, they'll look at it and it says, no, we're going to stick with Derek Carr. Why? Because they gave him $150 million. They committed money and resources to this guy. They're not going to then draft a draft pick, a first round draft pick or a second round draft pick quarterback to put pressure on him to win. That's not what they're going to do. Not the Saints. We're talking about the Saints that's ran by Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen. This is not a cerebral team, bro. This team is not governed by logic at the top. I'm telling you, I'm keeping it real. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm telling you, this team is not ran like a business. It's ran like an old, dirty mafia family. And no disrespect, but I'm saying there is no accountability at the highest rings. And Gail should have her an advisor that's separate from Mickey Loomis and Lucia and the rest of those guys. She should have an advisor from outside of that circle that's giving her the real. But she don't have that. She's totally dependent on Mickey Loomis and Dennis Lucia, and Mickey Loomis moves around here like he's untouchable, because he is. He makes all the stupid stuff, says all the dummy leaders crap on the press and do all this kind of stuff. And he operates and he tells you when he's going to go, I can see myself being here for another 10 years. And nobody checks him. Who's pulling his report card? Who's checking into him to figure out if he's doing what he's supposed to do? He already admitted to not doing in-season evaluations. He gets fleeced by other general managers, but nobody takes him down because he did all this shit 20 years ago. That don't mean nothing, man. That's what you did in the past. You ain't doing nothing right now. So, I mean, we can't allow these guys to continue to live off old rep, you know, and the team has not been in the playoffs for 3 years. So, I mean, I already know there's no accountability going on up there, man. I already know, because if there was, Mickey Loomis should have lost the general manager job to a younger person that's more in touch with today's NFL. A guy getting fleeced by the same general manager over and over again and making stupid trades, the game then passed them by. It happens. It happens to coaches. It happens to players. And it happens to executives. Sometimes they got to move aside and let younger people step up. That's how I know that there's no accountability up there. So the team is not governed by the correct attributes you need to be successful. So people often wonder why the team is not successful. Look at what it's built, it's constructed as. There's accountability doesn't fall from the top down. They're only accountable to the money. That's why I kept telling.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People to stop buying the tickets, stop buying their gear, don't go to their crawfish boils and all the BS. Stop doing it. You can watch the game at home, tailgate, but don't give them no more money. How you expect things to change? That's how it has to change. It has to change at some point, right? That's what I'm saying. It has to change at some point. Stop giving them your money. All right. Ken says, play the pickup where they left off last year. Saints Football League won 4 of the last 5 games. Well, I mean, remember, a lot of things changed. I hope so, bro. But like I said, at the end of the year, they changed a lot of people. They brought in a whole new staff off. Not all new, but the majority of new offensive assistants, new offensive coordinator, new QB coach, new passing game coordinator. They got a running game coordinator now. How is all this going to play? Then they have to build the team around a philosophy, which means there's going to be a lot of turnover offensively speaking. New offensive linemen, you know, a whole new offense that has to learn a whole new system. So there's going to be some new stuff going on, because it's the first time in a long time that the Saints offense had a identity change. So it's some stuff that we haven't seen before in a very long time, man, that we're going to see this year. So. All right. So anyway, listen, fam, shout out to Pelicans Nola, man. It's all good. Jack says, Mickey playing gym, then says I stayed. Indeed. All right. So anyway, with that being said, man, we're going to get ready to get out on that, man. Listen, all I can say is, man, you know, Avis, I was saying that, man, I was like, cause you know, Trubisky came from there and there was, comparisons to Mitchell Trubisky, even though I can see from a physical standpoint, but dude, if I'm a team running a team, I'm looking for a quarterback, and Williams is like, they consider Williams the top dude. Jaden Daniels is a guy that I would go after. I'm not going to, because I'm an LSU guy. I've seen a lot of film, but the dude's a game changer, man. He's definitely a game changer. And, man, I don't think May should be in the top three. I really don't. I think there's other guys that should be up there. No disrespect to May. I think that wherever his agent is or whoever these people are, they paying some money to put him up there, because he had done some positive things for North Carolina. But, man, there's no comparison if you really want to think about what Jaden Daniels and even Caleb Williams did. I mean, even McCarthy. I ain't gonna say McCarthy was better, because McCarthy had a lot of help where he was at, but Bo Nix, to a many degrees, they're gonna kind of crap on Bo Nix for what he did, but he had something popping. Michael Penix Jr. has been major league disrespected, so I know when those pro days happen, a lot of these guys gonna ascend, some of them gonna drop back where they belong, but that's the same thing every year with most quarterbacks. They do the same thing over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Brother James says, Q, you're right, been with you on that. Don't show. Yeah, don't. He said, remember during the interview, Mickey shrugged it off, but damn sure got the attention in the Detroit game. Mickey Loomis shrugged it off and lied about it. He knew that was some BS. He told the people where, well, you know, people sold their tickets, you know, because yeah, they needed the money, you know. No. And that just told that straight up lie. Nobody's that blind and stupid to believe that the Saints people who have discretionary income obviously they're not going to the game. They're not, you would hope that they're not using the money, their mortgage money, to go to watch the Saints play and then lose. Then that'll be, they better pick up and move to the dome. But listen, people are using their discretionary income to go to the Saints game. So it's not like they said, let's sell my Saints ticket so I can have some extra money. No, that was not the case. A lot of times people were selling those tickets because they lost faith in the team. But see, he's so wretched and underhanded that he would then spin a narrative that the Saints, see, and that to me, I lost confidence in him even more so when he spun that narrative that it was the fact that they needed the money. That's why they were selling their tickets, as opposed to them saying, well, the reason why that happens because I understand the people are frustrated that we're not doing what we're supposed to do and we need to fix that. See, but the denial of reality that the people was doing it because the Saints were stinking and doing everything wrong. In his mind, he was saying, well, we're not doing anything wrong. That's on them. When you got to that point, it's time for you to go, man. It's time for you to go because you can't win against us. It's one stanky ass dog and millions of people. You can't beat us that way, especially when you want the money that we have in our hands. You can't beat us. You can't do it. It's impossible. You outnumbered severely. That's what I was saying at this time. When you start getting in that mindset, you got to go. You got to go, because now you're not operating from logic. You operating from an emotional standpoint. You operating from ego. And that is then at that point, you already defeated. You already started falling apart and breaking down. You operating from the wrong energy. And all year long in press conferences, he was operating with this cocky, arrogant, defeated energy. And people wasn't buying it, and was driving people away to the fact that this fake, funky, stupid, garbage egoism that he was practicing, lead this weird stuff where he would come out and, oh, you're not qualified. Oh, you know, you guys are not qualified to talk about the Saints. Oh, it's just negative noise.
Is it still negative noise, Mickey? Huh? You're a failure. Your team failed. You didn't get to the playoff. Your coach is a failure. Is it still negative noise? Or is it proven to be true? See, that's the thing. The people, they'll never tell you that you was right. That's why I'm telling you was right. It wasn't negative noise. It was what it was. It was truth that you didn't want to hear. Now you're hearing it, that the people are validated in their response to it, and they were right.
Oh, it's negative noise. You guys, you know, negative noise. You're not qualified. You know, you're lazy and unsophisticated.
All of it is a projection. All of it is him. It's all a projection.
Lazy and unsophisticated. Was it all
lazy and unsophisticated? Chewing that nasty ass gum through the whole press conference, looking crazy, bugged out, face flush. It's just that whole situation was ridiculous, man. It was ridiculous. That's how I know these people start disintegrating too. They just start destroying themselves in front of you. They operating from the wrong energy. You know, you can't come against us. You can't win against us, man. You can't do it. The moment you set your sights and your mind on the fact that it's all about you and not about you appeasing the family base, you've already lost. And that's why, and in this season, if I can get enough people on code to listen to me and use some spending discipline, that we can be able to turn this to what we want it to be. And of course, ultimately, we can use this as an exercise for something larger down the line. If we can do it here, we can do it elsewhere. So like I said, man, it's all on the people, man. It's all on the people. All right. So anyway, let me get on up out of here, man. I appreciate y'all, man, for tuning in with me. Almost been 2 hours, man. It's almost 12:30 Central Time my way. I'd like to thank all you guys for chiming in on this episode of the show. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. By all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. Saints Sports Coma representing Mike Thomas doing his thing, talking. But like I said, at the end of the day, man, when it's all said and done, most people won't remember the stuff that he had with Jeff Duncan. When it's all said and done, we'll just remember all the great things that Michael Thomas did for the New Orleans Saints organization. And when he gets time to hang him up, they're going to put him in the Saints Hall of Fame. And he's in the NFL record books. And Michael Thomas done a lot of positive things for the Black and Gold Nation, man. And that's just what it is. All right, so anyway, salute to the fam, man. Appreciate y'all for being here. I'll holler at y'all on the next one.
Much love and good to you.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or win, and I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, 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 huh? Boogie like this, and I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah, like this, and
I'm a who that.
Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win,
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that,
where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this, and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.